We're back on the local beat with O'Brien. It's brought to you by Vandemark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry, somebody we trust each and every Wednesday morning to bring us the local news. It is the one and only Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are we doing today, sir?
Oh, hanging in there, Rocco.
Can't say anything too different on my end there, Dave. But, you know, this past weekend, for the 26th year in a row, and Carissa Wojtek had the latest on this over the weekend in the Chronicle-Telegram. This is actually from Monday's Chronicle-Telegram. But again, for the 26th year in a row, the international city, Lorraine, they played host to a celebration of sorts for Labor Day as union leaders, community members gathered at Black River Landing to kind of share in celebration of Labor Day. So what all went down at the Black River Landing this past weekend, Dave?
Yeah, I've been to this and covered this this event in the past, union workers, union leaders, families, kids, elected officials, city officials, all gathered together to celebrate Labor Day for the Lorain County Labor Union's Labor Day Family Celebration, celebrating the history and the achievements of American unions for organized workers, and State Rep Joe Miller. The Amherst Democrat, U.S. Senator Sherrod Brown showing up, the Democrat from Cleveland, and talking about the history of unions, talking about the history of organized labor, how Labor Day was officially adopted by Congress back in 1894, and basically how it's not just an excuse for an end of summer barbecue. That's that's for Dave Green, who's the director of the regional UAW workers. But also, as Carissa put it, a time to recognize the strides in worker safety and dignity by unions. And Dave Green's region, Region 2B, represents more than 180,000 active and retired auto workers in Indiana and Ohio. And that's 120 different local unions. Much of that coming out of the Industrial Revolution, coming out of strikes that, that brought us, child labor laws and the 40-hour work week and that kind of thing. Unions, garner an awful lot of support, in studies and in polls. Many individuals, younger people support organized labor, according to David Green. And he encouraged everybody who was there to gather together, use their voice to fight inequity and to fight against the ills of the ills of management. I'm sure more his words than mine, if you will. But obviously an ongoing Writers and Actors Guild strike out on the East and West Coast.
Yep.
Affecting entertainment. A teacher strike in Youngstown, threat of a UAW strike against a couple different companies out there, General Motors and Ford being among them. Gathered together to talk about some serious stuff, but also to listen to some music and watch the kids play and have little fights with pugil sticks and some great photos again by Roger Summer. Roger Summer was our photographer out there the other day and had some great photos. You can see those at ChronicleT.com above the coverage by Carissa.
And just an awesome article here by Carissa, and like she said in her article, and like the different quotes that she's got, obviously plenty of reasons to celebrate. We love that summer barbecue, right? But plenty of meaningful layers to Labor Day, obviously. So I definitely encourage those to check out Carissa Wojtek's article. Again, this was in Monday's Chronicle Telegram. You can find it at ChronicleT.com. Elsewhere over the weekend, Dave, in the Chronicle Telegram, Kevin Martin had the latest here as Brightview is celebrating 1 year of serving the community. Dave, maybe tell us a little bit about what Brightview Health is, how they've helped serve the community, and share the latest from Kevin.
Yeah, Brightview is an outpatient addiction treatment recovery center located on Griswold Road in Elyria. They're celebrating an anniversary, helping more than 300 people in Lorain County, recover from drugs, from alcohol, that kind of thing. More of these places, certainly important, certainly needed, an awful lot of, drug and substance addiction, and more recovery, needed out there. The outreach manager, community outreach manager, Jeremy Krause, told Kevin, he said, and I quote, "It feels great. We positively impacted more than 300 patients in the past year here in Lorain County, 1,800 clinical hours, His job is just to connect people to treatment that need it, be out in the community and find people. And you can always, you can always look up the Mars Board. You can always, go through the Nord Center, through Lakota Way. All their numbers and emails and crisis lines are out there. So if anybody's in the throes of a serious addiction and needs help, please, encourage you, go and get treatment. And Brightview is one of those places that can help do that. They have about 15 new patients a month, or they started out that way, at least I should say. And then now it's common for them, according to Krauss, to see 50 or 60 new patients every month. And what he told Kevin was it could be anywhere from patients that need to see us long term, that are coming to get core assessments, that need to get through that first phase of withdrawal so they can get back to work and function, and be with their families. And that's kind of, reuniting families. Making sure that people can get housing and good jobs and work a program, whatever that program might look like. So Brightview, another option for folks who are looking to recover from drug and alcohol addiction.
Yeah, and we heard from Mr. Krauss last week, actually, on the WEOL Morning Show, talking about a little bit about Brightview and how many people they help recover, and just a great write up here by Kevin Martin over the weekend in the Chronicle Telegram, just sort of reiterating that point. That's kind of crazy to see now welcoming in 50 to 60 new patients a month to help with treatment. So incredible stuff that Brightview is doing, and I definitely encourage those to check out Kevin Martin's article. This was over the weekend again in the Chronicle Telegram. As we are joined this morning by Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram on the local beat, it is brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. Dave, I know it's a busy week for you guys, I'm sure. What are you, Carissa, Kevin, all your colleagues over there at the CT working on this week as far as upcoming stories go?
Well, I was going to have a follow-up on the long-standing Ivan Brooks trial. Mr. Brooks has had three mistrials in his murder case, and we'll get an update from Owen on that ongoing story. Also, county commissioners met Tuesday night, so you can read all about my story about that. Lurie City Council, Kevin Martin will have that coverage, and a lot more things at ChronicleT.com. From many of our different communities and events and civil organizations and the courthouse as well. I mean, we cover it all here in Lorain County. So again, Chronicle Telegram print edition or ChronicleT.com for those stories.
There you go. Pick up a copy of that Chronicle Telegram this morning, or find that digital e-edition online for subscribers over at ChronicleT.com. All right, Dave, that brings us to the end here. And, I'd love to say we'd end this on a positive note, but we never know. That's why we love this final segment. What do you got for this week's Scanner story?
Well, from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, which is our little go-to, when we're talking about the former Twitter social media page. But again, from Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, Dateline Euclid, a technical rescue by firefighters and emergency crews after a caller reported he was stranded on the roof. A ladder he had climbed up was being swarmed with lots of bees, and he was unable to safely approach it.
Wow, that is, I'm with him on that. I'm absolutely with him on that. But there's your what's the buzz this segment, I guess, right there. That's man, yeah. That was a bad one. That was a bad pun right there. Just ignore that one. But yeah, no, don't approach the ladder. There's a lot of bees. It's, especially if you're allergic, that's not gonna end well. Yeah, maybe do give somebody a call on that one. So one of our less violent, scanner stories, but certainly a dangerous one there. No doubt about that. So. Thank you, Dave, for the time, as always, my friend. Again, for the latest from Dave and all of his colleagues at the Chronicle Telegram, pick up a copy of that CT today, or find that digital e-edition online again over at ChronicleT.com. Dave, again, thank you for the time. Always appreciate it. Have a great rest of the week, and we shall catch up some more next Wednesday.
That's fantastic, Rocco. We'll catch you next week.